Hello and welcome to this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, Technology, Therapeutics, and Real-World Perspectives. My name is Diana Isaacs, and I'm joined by my co-host, Natalie Bellini. And today, we have a bunch of really exciting CGM updates to talk about. We have heard big news from Abbott Libre, from Dexcom, and from Medtronic. And so we want to talk to you about all of these things and what all of it means. So Natalie, I'm going to turn it over to you to start with the Libre 2 Plus.
Thanks, Diana. Hi, everyone. So Libre 2 Plus is now available from some very specific distributors. It is not at every distributor yet. It is not available in pharmacy yet. So take a big deep breath. Here we go. This is how things get launched. Think about Libre 3. Where did we start there? Think about, you know, Dexcom G7. So I want you to continue to think, when you start launching a product, you can't just have it everywhere all at once. They have to make these things. And because approval and launches are difficult sometimes to predict, they don't keep warehouses full of things that expire ready to go. So that's why it's going to be a limited launch at first. And what is Libre 2 all about, 2 Plus all about? It is going to work with, right now, the Tandem X2 insulin pump. So why is that such a big deal? Why would we do a specific CGM update on Libre 2 Plus? What this is the first 15-day continuous glucose sensor, but it's also the first time an insulin pump company has worked with two rivals, truly, in the continuous glucose sensing space, and allowed people with diabetes to choose which CGM they're going to use. Not when they order, but every single time they choose to start a new CGM. So they will be able to offer a G6, a G7, or this new Libre 2 Plus every time the person uses CGM.
Yeah, I'm really, really excited. And actually, the software update is available for Tandem users. So they can actually update their pumps. And previously, there was an update to be able to use Dexcom G7, and now the latest update will allow a person to use G6, G7, or the Libre 2 Plus. As you said, it is limited in that people at first can get these from a few different DME companies. Later on, I think the future is eventually this will be more widely available. It'll be in pharmacies, but for now, it is limited to these DME companies. And I think there's a few kind of things that are maybe a little bit different. So like with Libre 2, one of the things is it does update every single minute. Libre 2 Plus also updates every single minute, which is unique for a CGM because all the others update every 5 minutes. The Tandem Control IQ algorithm, though, makes insulin adjustments every 5 minutes. And so that still is going to remain the same. It's going to be adjusting insulin every 5 minutes, although people can always look at their glucose every minute. I think some people will have questions about calibrations because with the Dexcom system, you can do a finger stick calibration. So if you notice your sensor is veering, seems further off, you can put in that finger stick. So Libre does not allow for that option. That was actually a kind of a company decision because calibrations, while they can be helpful, sometimes they're not helpful when people put in what we might consider garbage calibrations, not real calibrations, or maybe not an accurate reading from a glucose meter. So the decision was made not to, so that is not an option. And then one other thing I just want to add is, so with Dexcom, we know you can use the Dexcom G6 or G7 app. There's also a Follow app. So while the Libre 2 has a Follow app, the Libre Link Up, when you use it with the Tandem system, you're going to be using the T-Connect mobile app. And at this time, there is not a Follow app. Now, I believe there's plans definitely in the future to have one, but at the current moment, there's not. And so if a person is using the Libre 2 Plus with their Tandem pump, they're not going to be using LibreView. They're going to be using the T-Connect or the Source. And at this time, they won't have that Follow functionality. So it's just like some of the little nuances that are a little bit different when choosing the sensor. But overall, I think it's going to be great. We know that the Libre 2 has been very affordable for people. Libre 2 Plus is supposed to have that same pricing.
And right, so which that, is really nice, right? When right. we think about that pricing, we can think about it's also an extra day every sensor. So instead of 14 days, we're at 15 days. And you think about that, you think, well, that doesn't really matter. Ultimately, it truly is about, is a 7% yearly savings though. So if you add up all of those days, it's actually going to save that person out of pocket 7%, which for someone who's paying out of pocket, that's a big deal. So I'm very excited that Abbott said, wait a minute, we're not going to increase the price so that they continue to make the same amount of money per sensor. It really was a gracious thing to keep the pricing across the board the same. I do. I think that's a big deal.
Yeah, no, definitely. And also, if someone's changing out their site every 3 days, then basically every fifth site change, they could coordinate it together where they're changing out their sensor and their pump site. So that's another plus. There's also a couple other advantages too of the Libre 2 Plus. So the age now goes down to 2 and over, compared to Libre 2, which was FDA approved for ages 4 and over. But really, probably most significantly, is the vitamin C drug interaction has been mitigated. So that is a counseling point. We always advise people with diabetes to kind of stay under that 500 milligrams of vitamin C because it can falsely elevate those glucose readings. I think with an automated insulin delivery system, the FDA wanted to ensure that that wouldn't be a barrier because lots and lots of people are taking vitamin C supplements. And so now we don't have to worry about that. The higher doses are not expected to falsely elevate those glucose readings. And so I would say that's a huge advantage for the Libre 2 Plus in addition to the longer wear time.
And the other thing we should talk a little bit about is MARD. So the algorithm is the same as the Libre 2 and 3. They did more testing though. And and just so people understand, the Libre 2 Plus has this same sensor with a different tip. And I think that tip is helping to do a couple of things. One is mitigate that vitamin C challenge, right? So, and again, large doses of vitamin C were slightly elevating glucose. It wasn't like it was going up 100 points, but they still had that warning and now it's gone. But the MARD has been reported at a lower MARD than before, which is really nice. One of the things that Abbott has talked about is that the low glucose range challenges that we've had with the Libre 2 have been eliminated. So we know that with the Libre 2, and it wasn't with every patient. So this is where things always with diabetes become strange, where some people had lots of false hypoglycemia, and the mitigation with the tip of the sensor, as well as further testing, has made it that with Libre 2 Plus, they've made that improvement in those low glucose ranges, and I'm excited about that as well.
Yeah, that's a really good point. So the MARD, which is one marker of accuracy, it is lower with the Libre 2 Plus. It's 8.2. The overall MARD with the Libre 2 is 9.2. Of course, the Libre 3 has a MARD of 7.9, but we like to remind people it is not apples to apples because the way that these are studied are very different. And the way the Libre 3 was studied was there weren't these glucose excursions that are typically done. So we can't exactly say, oh, well, Libre 3 is the most accurate and then Libre 2 plus and then Libre 2. It doesn't work that way. But I think it is very reassuring that accuracy seems to be enhanced in those lower glucose ranges. And overall, I think what we're seeing is that CGM across the board, when you compare it to 10 years ago or even 5 years ago, it is so much more accurate. I mean, we really can rely on these readings. And we have to also keep in mind, I mean, I just had a message from a patient this morning saying, I'm doing finger sticks. And every time I do like 4 times in a row on the same finger and I wash hand and I use alcohol and it's 20 to 30 points different. So it's like, we just have to remember it's about the patterns. It's not an exact number every single time.
Absolutely. And I think the closing of all of this Libre 2 Plus is, wow, here we are again, another huge advance in continuous glucose sensing that we're super excited about, but also that gives people more choice. You know, diabetes is one of those diseases where people given more choice tend to just have better outcomes and feel better, and they report less burden when we can say, well, your insurance changed, so now this is, well, you have these options, you can do this. If someone uses one sensor, they can switch back and forth. They can go pick one up for a lower copay at the drugstore and choose that just until they get their next order from something else. I love this ability to again, never be off that CGM. Though for people taking insulin, using an insulin pump, they really need that data to improve outcomes and reduce the risk of hypoglycemia.
For sure. And we often may have samples in the office, but we can't guarantee like what samples we have. Like sometimes it's a G6, sometimes it's a G7. Maybe soon it'll be a Libre 2 Plus. So at least if someone is having delays in their orders, at least we know we can hold them over with some type of sample sensor to get them through, which I think will be really positive, because there's nothing worse than someone has to go off of their closed loop insulin pump because they don't have a sensor and they're out of it for a week or two because of a delay in supplies coming. So
but I think there's being said, I would remind all of our listeners as clinicians, the first thing I say when I start someone on a CGM or we start an AID system is, here is the 800 number. You must report the ones that don't stay on long enough or fail, because we cannot continue to supply people with backups that we just don't get enough samples. I mean, we just don't. And so we really need to instill that understanding from the get-go. Don't feel guilty. Don't put it off. When one doesn't last long enough or you have errors that say replace the sensor early, you must call them in, because insurance won't pay for extras because they've already paid for the one that didn't last long enough. And I think that if we all as clinicians did a better job of that, we would have less calls going, gee, do you have a backup? Gee, do you have a backup? Right? And we're at our office, we're working on that, like as part of the discharge, here is your 800 number. This is what you need to do. You can go online and do it. They don't all fail, but people tend to either, they have issues, they don't have issues, they go through periods where they seem to be having more, you know, so I think that's a big, big, big thing as a clinician speaking with people with diabetes every day, we need to continue to remind them.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And then also just renewing supplies, like refilling them as soon as possible. Because I know around the holidays, there were a lot of delays, like people would request it and it was taking over a week for it to ship out. And so, yeah, both of those things can help a lot. Because I agree with you. While we do have some samples, we definitely don't have enough to help every single person if all these issues come up. I think there's a lot of future excitement. So Tandem, of course, is the first pump to really integrate both companies, both sensors. But I know we're kind of eagerly waiting to see now what Beta Bionics iLet might do, because they were pretty fast to integrate Dexcom G7. I know I was very surprised at how quickly that happened. And so a big question will be, well, how quickly can they do the Libre 2 Plus? I would imagine it would be a software update. And so that'll be really interesting to see how quickly they can do that. And then also Omnipod 5, which right now we're still waiting on both G7 and Libre, but I think seeing what happens there. And then of course, hopefully not far on the horizon, is also the Libre 3 Plus, which would also have the 15-day wear and the vitamin C mitigation, but it is that slightly smaller sensor, so that could be really appealing. Libre 3, of course, is a real-time CGM, but that part won't, I think, make a huge difference, because really the Libre 2 Plus is functioning as the real-time CGM with the Tandem pump. So I don't think that part will be a huge difference.
No. And finally, Abbott's other big announcement this week is that the Freestyle Libre 3 has been available for months and months and months now. But we couldn't get readers. Readers were only available for Medicare patients, so only through durable medical equipment vendors. And as of yesterday, or as of late last week, the readers are now available in the pharmacy. So there are people who either don't want their data to go straight to their smartphone, don't have a smartphone that does that has the power to offer medical device on them at all, or they can't because they go to work and they have to turn their cell phone in, or they want it. So we do have people that want to use a Freestyle Libre 3, but can't do it on their smartphone. And the readers are now available at the pharmacy. I will tell you, I looked yesterday and we use Epic, but our Epic hasn't been updated yet. I did phone a pharmacy and ask them to order one with their NDC number, and it did work. And they let me know this morning that they did get it in and it was available through, this happened to be a CVS.
Oh, that's awesome. I just checked as you said that. I just looked in our Epic because I have it open right now and it looks like we can't order the readers.
You can. Okay. So maybe we updated overnight as well, right? So hopefully we can do the same as of, you know, so that's pretty exciting because there are people who just don't want it on their phone, or they still have a flip phone, you know? I mean, this is especially when we're working with people who just don't want that part of the technology embedded into their personal phone life. So I'm excited about that.
Yeah, me too. I think that's going to make Libre 3 more accessible to more people. And it definitely helps us too, because with Libre 3, we have all the data all the time.
Right. Like, exactly. Yep.
Even if someone's far from their reader, it backtracks. We get the full 14 days. There's no gaps. So it's really awesome.
And I think really what this ends up being now is that there really isn't, very rarely are we using ever that intermittently scanned CGM anymore. You know, when I have someone come in on a Libre 2, we are immediately getting them a Libre 3 so that we don't have any gaps in the data. And so the word, iCGM, that intermittently scanned CGM, I believe that by the end of 2024, we won't be ever using those terms again, which is very exciting because it just helps us improve the care we can give someone.
You are definitely more progressive than we are because we still have people on the original 14-day.
Come on. Great. Yes, we just have to get rid of those. Come on.
We've got to get you alerts. Right. And alarms. But anytime people have been on their CGM for a while, for whatever reason, we haven't had follow-up visits. And so
We will see some of that, obviously, right? But the goal would be that isn't an option anymore, right? That would be the goal. So, I think that as Libre 2 Plus is launched through the pharmacy, Libre 2 will go away, right? That makes sense. We won't need both of them.
I agree with you. I think eventually, yeah, it's all going to be.
I'm just a little aggressive in my dating there, right? Yeah, right.
Yeah, I mean, I hope it's by the end of 2024,
When we do our recap, we'll talk about it again, right? Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. All right. Awesome. Well, next, we did say that we had updates from three different CGM companies. So there was a pretty exciting announcement from Dexcom that occurred yesterday as well. Natalie, you want to share that?
Absolutely. The Dexcom Stelo has been announced. This is a really interesting, different kind of continuous glucose sensor. So Dexcom Stelo is going to be marketed for those people who have type 2 diabetes, but that don't take insulin. So an interesting new group of people that we should be thinking more and more about. So it was submitted to the FDA in the fourth quarter of 2023 by Dexcom. It is a 15-day sensor. They are talking about a cash pay option. And we don't know much about that yet. Some of our colleagues out in the field have said, well, I wonder if it's going to be no prescription. I wonder if it's going to be, you know, and we just don't know. But that the software is going to be set for experiences for those people. And what does that mean exactly? So when we set a CGM right now for someone on insulin, let's go backwards towards, you know, a pumper or a person that takes MDI. I want to know, does that glucose rise above 180? Did I take the right dose? Do I need to add more? Am I dropping? Well, when you use medications that aren't insulin, there is less risk of hypoglycemia. You know, sulfonylureas, yes. But other than that, so if you use, let's say, a metformin, SGLT2, GLP-1 combination, we don't see hypoglycemia from that. But what the sensor could help that person with diabetes with is what we call CGM insights. So maybe at the end of the week, that person might get an email that says, you are in range on average every night from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m., right? Or you're spiking most days after breakfast, you know, those kinds of things where there's insights as to what's happening well, like what is keeping this person in range, but also what is making those, what times of day might those ranges be higher or lower?
Yeah, I'm really excited about this because I think it's addressing an important need. So my understanding is hopefully with this cash pay option, it's going to be lower price, that it really is affordable for a lot of people. And I think one of the barriers to CGM has been so far is that if you don't meet criteria and your insurance doesn't cover it, it still kind of can be a barrier to using it. And especially for Medicare patients that can't take advantage of some of the drug discount types of or manufacturer discount programs. And so typically, I think a lot of insurance plans don't cover these devices for people that are not taking insulin. Not all of them. Some of them do provide coverage. But for example, in the case of Medicare, if you don't take insulin or you're not on a therapy like a sulfonylurea that can cause and has documented hypoglycemia, you won't have coverage for it. And so this is potentially going to provide a way that people could access CGM and really learn from those insights, learn behavioral modifications, learn how different foods are really impacting their glucose levels, see how physical activity, the impact of going for a walk after eating their meal and how that is affecting them. And it sounds like the mobile app will really be in tune with this, which will provide these insights as opposed to just, oh, like high and low glucose alerts or rise rate, fall rates, which don't get me wrong, those alerts are very great for people that are taking insulin. And I love the customization. But this idea that it'll really be focused on these lifestyle patterns, I think will be hugely impactful. And then also that 15-day wear, like we just talked about with the Libre 2 Plus, I think that will also be very enticing for people because not everyone, even though CGMs are generally very easy to insert and you barely feel it, still the idea of only poking yourself twice in 30 days will probably be very appealing, especially to people that are not taking insulin and are not used to regularly poking themselves.
Right. And I think we have to remember when we think about, you know, in the past, we've always thought about CGM as the lifesaver to people who use insulin. But what about the idea that CGM could also reduce highs from people with type 2 diabetes that don't take insulin? It's its own lifesaver, right? It's increasing time in range, increasing, you know, even if it's done well, motivation. You know, last week you were in range after lunch, you know, 80% of the time. Last week you did, you know, I get these insights in my weekly reports and this is what it says and da-da-da-da-da. And then I changed this so that in between, you know, visits, someone could really make some lifestyle changes along with medication and watch when the medication is working or needs to be adjusted. You know, do I want to go increase GLP-1? Do I want to, you know, those kinds of things. So you can watch your glucoses go down as I increase your GLP-1, for example, your post-meal glucoses. But no matter what, moving after lunch really makes a difference. Why don't we try it this week? You know, those kinds of things. I think that's really exciting to me because the majority of people with type 2 don't take insulin. And so this opens up a huge new avenue. You know, both of us use diagnostic CGM for those that cannot afford or choose not to use it on a regular basis. Maybe we use less diagnostic and people use more personal because it becomes affordable. But there are a lot of questions we have, aren't there? What is affordable and what does that look like? And what is this going to really roll out? So exciting, exciting, exciting. And waiting with bated breath to hear more.
Right. I mean, I would love if this was over the counter so people didn't even need a prescription, because then it would really be very accessible to people and it truly could be the standard of care for all. I mean, there's a lot of data to support that CGM can really help with lifestyle modifications and can often even replace like needing to add another medication or going up on a dose of medication. So I think as this also rolls out and we collect more kind of outcomes from this, we can further build upon that. But yeah, I am very curious on the pricing because it always is a question like, what is affordable? I have patients that tell me they can't afford like alcohol swabs, like they need their insurance to cover that, right? So I think what is affordable, it varies from person to person. And inevitably, there will be people that won't be able to afford it, even if it is a super low price. So that'll be very interesting to kind of see what it is priced at and yeah, and the uptake and just kind of some other things too, like in terms of accuracy and just the features.
There's been no reported, right, exactly. There's been no reported MARD. There's been no, you know, reported any other, you know, you and I are going to wear one immediately.
Yeah.
And we're going to try them and see what we think. And you know, we'll have some more insight as soon as they're available. We will we'll report back to everyone as to where we are and the ideal, you know, where we see these helping more people with diabetes.
Right. So, but it sounds like it's supposed to run off of like a similar G7 platform. So presumably, hopefully the accuracy would be comparable. And I think we've met now such high standards with accuracy that I'm hopeful there, you know, it's not going to go back 10 years and be a MARD of like 20%. So
absolutely not. Right. And for those listeners that don't know, there is a Dexcom One available in Europe, and where Diana and I are both feeling like it might be similar to that experience.
Right. So, and hopefully just, yeah, highly accessible, affordable for people. So stay tuned for that. I think that's anticipated kind of summer 2024. It has been submitted to the FDA.
Nice.
And then, yeah. And then our third update is related to Medtronic. So with Medtronic, we've heard for a while that they were going to have an updated sensor, which is called the Simplera. And they've, if you've gone to like meetings and seen in the exhibit halls, they've shown demos of this for a while. So it's much more similar to like a Libre device or now a Dexcom G7 device, where it is a smaller device and it's a disposable sensor transmitter combination. The current Guardian system, although the Guardian 4 did get rid of those regular calibrations, which was a huge improvement.
Yes.
There still is a transmitter that needs to be changed out every week and needs to be charged every week and is reused. So generally it's kept for a year or longer. And I will tell you that sometimes is a barrier when I see in my patients, they're using the Medtronic 780G system, but their sensor stops working and maybe they're at work. So they don't have their charger with them and they're like, yeah, replace it right away. And they end up having several hours without being back in that closed loop. The pump is still running, but it's running in manual mode. It's not in the automated insulin delivery. So they're not getting the benefit of that system. And I think that's what we're trying to get rid of with these shorter warm-up times, with more integration with CGMs, not running out of sensors. And so with the Simplera, the idea is that it is going to be like, you can just put a new one on, you don't deal with charging, all that kind of stuff. And the reason why we're talking about it right now is because it just got CE marked in Europe. So it is out there. It is actually, it's not just in exhibit halls anymore. It actually is going to be available in Europe. And I think our hope is, not just hope, but what we expect is that later in 2024, this would be available in the US as well.
So that's a great summary. And I think we've talked a lot about Simplera because we're so excited about it and excited that Medtronic is launching quickly in Europe. We will be at ATTD, so hopefully we will have some more exposure there. But also, this makes, if we think about just everything we've talked about today, this makes the American Diabetes Association meeting that's in Orlando in June an incredible opportunity for those that haven't decided to come yet or haven't ever attended, especially for those of you who are clinicians who think, well, I go to these other meetings and this might be the meeting for you this year, because there's going to be so many diabetes technology things updated and everything will be there in the exhibit hall. Diana and I will both be there. Come find us. We want to meet you all. But like, this is, if you are going to go to a meeting, you know, it changes locations every year. So last year it was in San Diego. It goes to San Francisco. Orlando is less expensive to fly into. So if you've ever considered going, this might be an easy year to go.
Yeah, I love that plug for it. And Natalie and I will also be at ATTD in Florence in March. We just recognize it may not be as easy for everyone else to get to Italy. But The good news is we will be there. And so we assure you, we will report out on all the things. We will be looking at everything, getting our eyes on everything that's in Europe before it comes to the US and sharing that with you. So we can't wait to see more with kind of the Medtronic system and all the other exciting technology updates that are coming. So with that, this was a longer episode than we were planning, but we just got so excited about all the CGM updates. So thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Diabetes Dialogue, and we hope to catch you next time.